Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 27th day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Ksuvos, Perek Tishi, Mishnah Ches. Our Mishnah is going to explain the cases that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah where a woman can only claim the Ksuvah after she swears that she hasn't received it yet. Hapagemus Ksubasa, a person, a lady who says or agrees that part of the ksuba has been paid. Ketzad, what is that case? Hoisa ksubasa elav zuz. Let's say the ksuba had a face value, was written 1,000 zuz. And the woman is demanding now the ksuba from her husband. V'omala, and he says to her, iskabalt ksuba sich. You have received your ksuba in full. V'hiyo meres, and she says, la iskabalti elamone. I've only received 100 zuz, half, part of the ksuba I've received. So, in such a case, lo tipora ela bishvua, she can only get paid the balance if she swears. She has to give a shvua. And the reason, as we said in the previous Mishnah, it's because the person who pays is more careful to know how much he paid than the one who received. Eid achod me'idah she'prua. What happens if one witness says that she's been paid? What's that case? Ketzad. Hoisuk subosa elav zuz. The ksuba was 1,000 zuz. V'omala, and he said to her, hiskabalt ksuba sich. You've already received your ksuba. She comes to collect it, and he says, you've already received it. V'hi omeres, but she says, lo hiskabalti. I haven't received it yet. Ve'id achod me'idah she'prua. And yet one witness is saying it was paid. Supporting the husband. Lo tipora ela bishvua. She can again only get paid if she gives an oath, she gives a shvua. Now, one witness cannot destroy her right to the ksuba, but he can force her to make a shvua, to make an oath. And this oath is mirabonan, by the way. Normally an eid echad makes a shvua for people to get out of paying, not to get paid. This is a kind of the rabbonan that she should swear. Next case, where she has to swear. Minachosim mishubodim ketzad, from properties that have been mortgaged or sold. Mochar yehan nachosav acherim, if the husband had sold his properties to other people. V'hinifras min alakochas, and she's now going to collect, because the husband has nothing else to collect from, and the only properties that are available are the ones he's already sold. And she comes to collect from those purchases. Min alakochas. Lo sipora ela bishvua. She can only get paid if she gives a noth. Minichsa Yesomim, what's the case of making a shavua when she has to collect from the properties of orphans? Meis, if the husband died, v'niach nechasov lisomim, and he left his property now as a yerusha to the orphans, v'hinifras minayisomim, and she's now coming to collect from the properties of the yerusha, from the estate that is being held by the orphans. Once again, lo tipora ela bishvua, she can only get paid if she gives an oath. Vishalobafon of Ketzad, what does it mean when it's not in his presence, in the presence of the husband? Holachle, if the Baal had gone, Libdunasayom, overseas, far away, Vihinifras Shalobafonov, and now she's producing a get and a ksuba, and she demands to collect the ksuba, she demands from Beistin to collect it. Einon Nifras Elabishvua. Once again, she has to give a shvua, she has to give an oath. And the reason is, as we said in the previous Mishnah, if his husband was around, he might have quite rightly said, well, you know, swear to me that you haven't been paid. So if he's not here to say that, we will say that for him. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol zman shehitavas ksubasa, as long as she's asking for the ksuba from the yorshin, from the heirs, hayorshin mashbinoisa, the heirs can make her swear. Even if the husband wrote to her that I make an oath, a neder, and a shvur, that neither me or my orphans or my yorshai, that my heirs have any rights to make you swear, it will not help as far as the ksuba is concerned. The husband cannot absolve her for making a shvur regarding the orphans. We will protect the orphans no matter what the father said, and she will have to give a shvur if she collects the ksuba from them. That's one thing he argues about, in contrast to what we learned earlier. And another thing Rabbi Shimon says, again, different to what we learned earlier, is v'im eino tavas ksubasa, that if she's not asking for her ksuba, eina yoshin mashbinaisa, the Yorshin, the heirs, cannot make her swear. For example, with regard to the time that she was in charge of the affairs of the husband, while the husband was alive, even if the husband did not absolve her from making an oath, nevertheless, they cannot make her give an oath. Rabbi Shimon argues on what we learned earlier on, that a husband can make a wife give a shvua sapatrupa, a shvua of in a case where she's in charge of the affairs or the shop. And Rabbi Shimon holds no. He says a husband cannot do such a thing. He cannot do such a thing. Mishnah Tess. Hotziya get. What happens if she produced a get? Ve'ein imoy kesuba. The woman had a get in hand, she had no shtar ksuba. For example, it's a place where they don't write ksuba. And it's an understood condition of getting it. Goiva ksubasa, she can collect her ksuba. When we say the ksuba, the ikar of the ksuba, that is the 200 dinar or the 100 dinar, because it's a tanai based in. It's a condition. It's an deemed condition of any marriage. Now, what protection is there for the husband? That he's paid it. There's no document, there's no ksuba here. So what happens? So that what they did is they would make a simon on the get that the ksuba has been paid, so she shouldn't produce the get again and get paid again.
Ksuba ve'enim o get. What happens if she produces a shtar ksuba and there's no get in her hand? And now the following conversation ensues between the husband and her. He omeres, she says, "Ava giti, I lost my get. You divorced me and I want my ksuba." And he says, "Yes, I agree that I divorced you, but I paid you, and you gave me a receipt, but I've lost it. Abad shivri, my shover, my receipt is lost." Similarly, if a creditor produces the loan document, he wants to collect now the debt, and it's after the Shemitah year has passed. Now, normally, if Shemitah passes over a due debt, it will cancel the debt, unless you make a prosbul. It's a special document where he hands over the debts to Beis Din. But he can't prove that he's got the prosbul. Ve'ein imoy prosbul, and he doesn't have a prosbul. He doesn't have that document which would allow him to collect the debt. And he says, "I had it, but I lost it." Meantime, the lover says, "No." He says, "There was never a prosbul. You never wrote a prosbul. And therefore the debt is extinguished by the Shemitah year." In these cases, Hara Ela Loi Yuparu, they cannot be paid. The ksuba will not be paid to the husband because we worry that maybe the ksuba will not be paid by the husband to the wife because we are concerned maybe indeed she collected the ksuba and it's true that he's lost the receipt. And it's possible, and also with the loan document, the lender cannot claim that that he wrote a prosbul until he proves it. The Shemitah is said to extinguish the debt. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Amer, he says, "Minasakona ve'elach, from the time or the period of danger and onwards, from the time that the Roman government made gzeira over the Jewish people that they should not fulfill mitzvahs, and they were frightened to keep any documentation, such as gittim, divorce documents, or prosbulim, these are documents where the Beis Din, where a person has handed his debts over to Beis Din, and they were frightened to keep these things because their own government would threaten people that had these things. Then, ishok ovok subasa shlabigat. In such a period of time, the woman can collect her ksuba, even if she doesn't have a get, and the husband's not believed to say he paid it until he produces a receipt. Similarly, uval chayv goiva al shalai bigger prosbul, and the creditor can collect his debt, even if he can't show that he had a prosbul. Why? Because we assume that yes, he made one, so to stop the Shemitah year extinguishing the get, and it's just because of danger that he doesn't have it anymore, either burnt it or got rid of it. Shnei gittin. What happens if a woman produces two gittin, which means he divorced her and took her back again, remarried her, and then divorced her again? So there was one get for the first divorce and one for the second. Ushtei ksubas. And she's also got two ksubas. One that is dated before the time of the first get and one that's dated after the time of the first get? Well, in such a case, goiva shtei ksubos. She can collect two ksubos. She collects them both from two different marriages. Same man, but married again. And if there was another ksuba written, well, that's another obligation. And if he hasn't paid her, he now has to pay her for the first ksuba and for the second. What happens if she produces shtei ksubos v'get echad, two ksubas but only one get, and the time of the two ksubas precedes the date of the get? Or ksuba or shnei gittin, or one ksuba but there were two gittin, which means he divorced her, remarried her and divorced her again, but did not write a ksuba when he remarried her, relying on the first ksuba. O ksuba v'get or misa. Or there she produces a ksuba and a get, and also witnesses to say that her husband had died. So what happened here is he divorced her, remarried her, and then died, but he did not write a ksuba when he remarried her. In all these cases, eino gove ela ksuba achas. She can only collect one ksuba. When a man divorces his wife and then remarries her before she collected the first ksuba, and he did not write another ksuba when he remarried her, we say that he married her almanos ksuba harishon machzira. He's remarrying her on the basis of, or using the first ksuba as the ksuba for the marriage. And therefore, if she produces only one ksuba and two gittin, or one ksuba and one get and death, and edim misa, she can only collect one ksuba. And when there were two ksubas and one get, the reason is because one who writes his wife two ksubas, she can only collect with one of them. If they're written at the same time, that means not in a different marriage. Koton shehisiyo aviv, a minor whose father married him off, and there was a ksuba at the time, ksubosa kayamas, the ksuba that she had from him, or from that was made for him, even though it was written when he was a minor, is still valid. Shamanos ken kima, we say that it was on the basis of that ksuba, relying on that ksuba, that he kept her when he grew older, he became an adult, and kept her, and now is a proper wife, a proper husband. We say that it was relying on the ksuba that was written, even though it was written when he was a cotton, when he was a minor. The Gemara explains and qualifies this and says that she can only collect the ikar of the ksuba. Ikar of the ksuba means the main ksuba, which is 200 zuz for a 200 dinar for a psula, or 100 dinar for a almana or a grusha. But any extra she won't get. And if that's the case, Tosfos asks, well, what's the chiddush? What isn't it obvious? Even if he didn't write her ksuba, isn't there a takana that she's automatically deemed to have a ksuba? And they answer that the Mishnah wants to tell us the following chiddush: that if a basula was married to him, the boy got married at the time that she was only a basula virgin, even though now when he's older and became an adult and assumed adult obligation, she's already now ba'ula, obviously, she's already been lived with, she's no longer basula. So normally, one who marries a ba'ula only pays 100 dinar. But we say that in this case, her ksuba remains the same 200 dinar. She's entitled to the full ksuba as a basula, because we say that he kept her in the marriage relying on that original ksuba, albeit that it was written when he was a minor. Because initially we say that's what the ksuba was. He continues the marriage into the time when he becomes an adult, relying on the ksuba of 200 of a full ksuba. And finally, the last case of the Mishnah, Gershon Yisgayr v'ishto imoy, a man and his wife who were married as non-Jews, but now both converted, ksubosa keyemus, the ksuba is valid. The way he wrote it to her when they were non-Jewish, when they were non-Jews, that ksuba still remains in force. Shalmanos ken kima, we say that it was relying on that ksuba that he kept her. And when they become Jewish, he kept her as a wife, still relying on the ksuba that she retains. Some say that when it says ksubasa kayemas, it means the ksuba of a money, means the ksuba of 100. In other words, a ksuba of a be'ula. And that's the halacha, because a gioris, a convert, if she converts over the age of 3, the ksuba immediately is dropped to a money, like the din of a be'ula, not a besula, a be'ula.